This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Yes, there's a Bumbleo Wednesday. Yeah, the bangers are back. Also, what really happens behind the scenes when you're on a plane? Some anonymous cabin crew come on and spill the beans. And we round up all the pervy Radio 1 listeners and give them their chance to shine and have their messages read out. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hello, it's me and Chris. I've got Oh Wonder's Ultralife coming next. Something new for you. And also Rag and Bone Man. Hey, Chris.
You all right, mate?
Yeah, really good. I don't know what's happened to me today. As you know, and you do know this as we are mates, I've never been one of those people that wakes up in the morning all refreshed and happy at 7 a.m. and throws open the curtains and greets the new day with a, ah, it's Wednesday, and breathes it all in.
And that's what you've done today?
Today I did.
But that's a good thing. It's good to feel like that.
But you know what I'm like in the morning. Grumpy as.
Yeah. Really, really bad.
And anything you say, it's like treading on eggshells. You know that.
So describe
morning,
the moment.
Morning, I mean, Scott. Morning, Scott.
What? Were you waking up alone?
Yeah.
So I'm just imagining you go to the curtains, you throw your curtains wide.
I threw my curtains wide. I was like
breathe
yes.
it in, Wednesday.
Hello, breathe it. I'm breathing in Wednesday. Trainers on by 7:30. Out for a run.
No. Oh, you're one of those now, aren't
No, I'm
you?
Not. It's just a blip. Normal service will resume tomorrow. You know that.
What do you want?
I've got a question for you. We're in the pub last night, right? Just having one drink.
Me and you, yeah.
After the show, yeah?
That happened.
And there was a sign up in the pub. I've never seen this before, right?
Did you take a picture of it?
Yeah, there's a sign up in the pub, and it's basically saying that the pub has a no swearing policy.
Yeah.
Right? Which is all, you know, it's quite a nice thing, actually. But yeah. They didn't seem ready to enforce it when you accidentally let one slip.
Right. No, but it was the first word I said when I went in. Because we just finished that conversation, do you remember, about that person?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And it was loud. I felt awkward because the pub has a no swearing policy. It's all on a sign in there. This pub will not tolerate any swearing.
And
I've never seen that before.
I've never heard of a no swearing policy in a pub before, but I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'm just really sorry because it was very... it was kind of right after the show yesterday, so the pub was bare. There was no one in there apart from us. So we walked in, and it was the first word I dropped. So I do like to apologise to the barmaid there. But have you got that picture I want to see?
Yeah, I'll try find it.
Put it on your socials.
Scott Mills.
I'm obsessed when presenters and hosts now realise that they've just done something that might appear on Inuit Bingo as soon as they've said it. Let's cut to Vanessa Feltz on BBC Radio 2. She was talking about, on her show, when you get a substitute item on an online shopping delivery.
Morrison Kuwait says, for me, if I walked along the aisle of the supermarket and I found my essential item missing, it would be a disaster. Sometimes it does happen, there's a feeling of dismay. I love my oats in the morning. Now, I can just imagine Scott Mills using this as some kind of saucy double entendre. He means his porridge oats, all right, Scott Mills, before you get your hands on my show and start chopping it up and using it for yours. We're not being saucy at all, unfortunately. I wish we were. I'd love to be, but we're not. We're just talking about breakfast cereal here. And Morris says if he does not get his porridge breakfast oats, right, then the day just doesn't seem right. Don't you agree? And then Morris goes on with this. Morris, we know what you're doing here. I'm going to stop you right there. Not that I'm not enjoying it, but thank you very much.
See what's happened there?
The saucy double entendre.
What's happened there is Vanessa's realised that one of her listeners is doing that entirely on purpose. Yeah. But she's realised while she was like reading it out on air, and then felt the need to massively go in on, well, don't you dare chop up my show. Love you, V.
Scott Mills.
All radio presenters seem to have ill voice at the moment. Even Vanessa had it on that last clip there. Listen.
Morrison Kuwait says, for me, if I walked along the aisle of the supermarket...
Phlegmy voice there. Mm. A little bit of phlegm. Sorry, Vanessa. Obviously, we will never use that on Inuit Bingo. That would be childish and immature. Every now and again, on our quiz Real or No Real that we do at 3:40... one of the facts that can be real or no real really stick in my head, because obviously we get through hundreds of them and a lot of them I don't remember, but this one yesterday really stuck out for me.
Flight attendants use their walks up and down the cabin to cover up them passing wind.
Now that's ended up being a real. They call it crop dusting apparently, and it's pretty commonplace on flights, so watch yourself. They fart and walk. That's the protocol there. Since we mentioned this yesterday and we said it was real, we've had so many cabin crew onto us saying various different things. And it's given me an idea that maybe we could get a few of them on in the next 15 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, 15 minutes. And just maybe give us like a real insight into what happens all those miles up in the air.
It's a good idea. And do you know what? There's so much I want to learn.
Yeah. Actual cabin crew on the show in the next 10 minutes. Scott Mills. On yesterday's show, this was one of our favourite facts from our game, Real or No Real.
Flight attendants use their walks up and down the cabin to cover up them passing wind.
We had much debate about this on the show, whether it was true or not. And we had so much response from members of cabin crew all over the UK, including my favourite text we've received this week to 81199.
I'm cabin crew, and we save a fart in the face for our favourite passengers.
What a text.
We got that just after we talked about this yesterday. So a lot of cabin crew did get in touch with us, and I'd like to get a couple of those on now. Anonymous cabin crew member, is this true?
Hello, yes, it's true.
So fart in the face of least favourite customer.
Yeah, afraid so.
And what would they do? Obviously, we're going to keep you anonymous. What would they do to warrant that fart in the face?
They could be rude. They could be particularly difficult, asking for lots of different things that we don't have. Anything, really.
How often do those people appear on flights? A lot or not very?
No, not very often.
But you get one now and again.
Yeah, now and again, and then you just pick your moment as you're walking down the aisle. So,
can I just quickly ask, if I ask for a drink at a point which isn't when you're actually serving the drinks, is that the kind of thing that annoys you? I'm never sure on the rules.
Oh, no, that's all right, that's okay.
Yeah, but if you kept asking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or if you ask for, like, 10 drinks in one go, you know, tomato juice with iced lemon Worcester sauce, all the work.
All right.
That's a little bit annoying.
If you ask for anything fancy, you will be served, but then you will be served a fart in the face.
Yeah.
Exactly. The thing is, right, you get all that up in the front, don't you? But don't be asking for that in economy.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are?
Do it.
Here's a question. Have you ever farted in the face of a first classer?
No, never.
Exactly,
never,
right? It's just for us povos down the back.
It's outrageous.
Without going into too much detail, I won't press you too much more.
No.
How does that, like, logistically, how does that work if they've annoyed you, right? Like, talk me through the actual movement.
Yeah, you're
like,
not actually serving it, right?
So imagine that I'm the annoying one. Okay, I'm sat in my seat. What happens now?
So you probably finish the service, finish doing the drink, serve everybody else, and then, you know, later on when everything's quieting down, you might be in the galley. Not me, obviously, I'm a complete professional. This is what my colleagues have told me.
This is not you. Yeah, yeah.
No. And so you may excuse yourself from the galley, like, oh, guys, I'm just going to go for a little walk. And you know, you just don't follow that crew member. You just let them go for their walk, you know, and then and that's pretty much it.
And then are you just letting go as you walk past the person, or are you pretending to drop a pen in front of the person in front or something?
No, you can. Sometimes you can get the timing quite dead on if you need to, yeah.
The old class.
Yeah, exactly. It's quite good if there's a baby in the vicinity as well, because then nobody would ever suspect the crew, so...
Oh, yes. Particularly good if there's a baby, because it's like, yeah, he did it.
Definitely. And you could sort of give the family a look as you're walking past, like, oh, your baby stinks, you know?
Yeah. Do you know, right... I would love to do this on this show, like, at least once a week with, like, confessions of different jobs. Because it won't only be cabin crew, it'll be people in every profession. So if there's anything you do that maybe is kind of on the down low, you can be anonymous, but email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I don't have to use your name. I just want, like, secrets, tricks of the trade.
Yeah,
that's all
right. And people know what they're doing here. Do you know what I mean? In other jobs, people will fess up to stuff, I would like to think, about stuff that we might not realise is a thing.
It's particularly good, though, recently on the show, with taxi drivers, with cabin crew, with people that work in restaurants and bars. Send it all to me. I soak it up. I can tell you, though, Chris, it doesn't stop there as far as aircrafts go.
No.
I've got somebody else on next with some more revelation.
Scott Mills.
Here's another confession from the skies from someone that knows. Hello, anonymous cabin crew.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good. Would you agree with the last caller?
100%.
Does happen.
Yeah, the other thing that I've done, I mean, at the end of the day, you're going through different pressure changes. It's going to happen. I happened to let one go, and I had a mother and her 5-year-old-ish daughter next to me, and I thought I'd gotten away with it. And then suddenly the daughter turned around to her mum and went, "Mummy, what is that awful smell?"
Oh, no.
And I just had to get out of there very quickly.
Just walk. Walk fast. Smile. Yeah. Smile, walk. Smile, yeah. Walk.
Am I right in thinking, out of respect, you don't let rip in the galley?
On my first ever flight, it happened to me in the galley, and my colleague was like, "Get out. That is the number one rule that you must not do." So I learned very early on in my career. And
The number one rule, Scott.
Don't fart in the galley.
Thou shalt not fart in galley. Mm-hmm. Right. Customer face, fine.
Fart club.
Scott and Chris, I've got another one for you. It's just come to me.
Go.
So you're about to go on your break. You're at the front of the plane. Your break's taking place in the back. You don't want to be caught by any passengers on the way down because it probably is going to be a massive drinks order, which normally isn't a problem, but this is going to impact on my break.
Yeah.
Fill a sick bag with water, hold it sort of mid-air as you walk down the cabin, and I promise you no one will talk to you.
Oh, I love all these tricks of the trade.
And have a worried look on your face as you hold bag of sick, which is actually water.
Oh, this is so priceless.
How about passengers? Can you answer me this honestly? Have you ever perhaps got off with a passenger?
I have.
You have?
I slipped my phone number once to a passenger, and that's then the ball's in their court, but I don't, it's not, yeah, it's you not something I make a habit of.
You slipped him your number?
Yeah.
So good.
Well, I was going to ask you then, what is the best advice for, let's say you do fancy a member of the cabin crew, and you want to show interest, what is the best way of doing that?
Yeah, it's an awkward one, isn't it? There's no harm. I mean, I have been propositioned before,
sure.
And if someone gives you their number on board, you say thank you, and you're either going to phone them or not going to phone them. So if, as a passenger, if you were getting on with your cabin crew member, I think they'd be flattered, you know, either way, if you said, "This is my number, if you fancy getting a drink or something another time, then this is it."
Can I be honest? It has happened to me, this.
The cabin crew handed their number to you?
Yeah.
Wow, this is huge.
Yeah.
Right, and you're being honest here?
100%.
Okay.
It was kind of like done discreetly. You know when they hand out those cards that you have to...
The immigration cards.
The immigration cards.
He filled in his number on the immigration card.
No, it was kind of underneath on a slip of paper.
Was it?
Yes.
It's mad, this. How does that happen to you? Do you remember we were in that hotel once and we were sat there and then that couple dropped a piece of paper in front of you saying, would you like to join me and my wife in room 304?
This has never been on radio before.
Has it not?
No.
Okay, maybe we'll come back to this in a minute when I check if this story's okay. Anyway, it's good to hear about what's going up in the sky.
It's getting a vibe that you're annoyed it hasn't happened to you.
No, I'm fine. It's just I've always wondered, to be honest with you. I've always wondered if people do actually try it on with a cabin crew.
I think at the end of the day as well, Chris, this is potentially 10 hours you've spent with this person.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You know, if you get on with someone, then why not?
Yeah, and also, totally. And this is true, emotions run higher in the skies. I've been sobbing before, actually sobbing with like a blanket over my head at certain films that wouldn't even touch the sides if I was watching them at home.
Mm. Might be the wine as well, though, Scott.
Maybe. Well, an afternoon of revelation from the skies. We've learned that cabin crew do fart in the face of difficult passengers. We've learned about the number one rule.
Never fart in the galley.
Yes. Show some respect to your co-workers. Also, sometimes they do pretend to carry bags of sick down the aisle so you don't interrupt their break. It's actually just a bag of water in the sick bag. And you never know, you may be able to get off with either a male or female cabin crew member. I'm really enjoying these profession confessions.
Tricky to say.
Yeah, maybe we won't call it that. But anything from your job that maybe is under the radar, but everyone in your place knows it, but us as the public don't, send scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Where it begins.
It's hump day, so let's treat ourselves.
Amor de compra y venta. Amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Bumbleo Wednesday is happening. Chabadi G.
So, that's a typical weekend for me, you know. I mean, I'd obviously a bit of lad banter with the Croft boys.
Yeah.
Probably be going out getting completely blattered.
And the Royals.
Royal orange juice?
Yeah, yeah. At least that's what you think it is, yeah. I hope that's what it is.
What are you thinking? Are you thinking you're going to go with my hot chip over and over, or are we going to go for a celebrity gamble?
Well, Jack Whitehall is quite hot, but who was that you picked, Grimmy, really?
Not impressed at all. Mucho buddy G.
So you said from the Cotswold, so they're northern now, obviously, yeah. So just go up to them and say, you're up, hey, up, Doki. You're up, mild mucker. Let's go for pint curry chips. Down the pub, mate. And, you know, they'll say that, oh, she's really taken the effort to learn our culture and the way we talk.
That's the Olympics.
Yeah. We go home now and get ourselves into a nice bed anyway. Cool ourselves down a bit after that. And
get a bit of steak.
The food is fantastic there. Like, you can have steak for breakfast, lunch and dinner with spuds if you like.
Well, we were saying earlier that at the water stations on Sunday on the London Marathon, not only do you you can grab some bottles of baby oil, but you can also grab, and this is how Stefan pronounced it,
pots of lube.
So there you are, your very own oil.
Thank you very much.
Just to clarify, that is Vaseline.
Yes.
That is
definitely that. Which is also available. First dates.
My friends have described me as the Wolf of Worthing. Every day it's sports cars, super yachts. In fact, sometimes I just wish I had a normal life like everyone else.
Brenda.
You're joking. Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this. There's too much politics going on at the moment. Why does she need to do it? You're joking. Not another one?
Come on then. Natalie off Bedford. Straight in there. Also, we've got Paul planting his potatoes in Coventry.
That's one. Yep.
Lolling at the Tarzan noise. Who was that supposed to be again?
No, Max. I don't remember.
Chris's girlfriend's dad.
Well, or someone else. Could be any dad.
Yeah. Cameron in Ayrshire. Hello. Another great gap, lads. Sam, bum blowing his Massey tractor off. Oh, you've got a Massey in Somerton. Someone's doing well. Yasta Tarzan says Lewis in Bournemouth. And Phoebe eating leftover cottage pie in Salford. Bambaleo. Halfway through the week. Bumbleoing in the Liverpool sunshine. All ready for Bumbleo in Benidorm with 40 of the lads tomorrow. That's Fogliani.
40?
Will bumbleoing his power tractor off in sunny Devon. What's a power tractor? I don't know. Scott in Peterborough. Repairing furniture. Joe bumbling in his garage on his own in Nottingham. Any more?
Yes. Bumbling my baps off in the bakery. That's Natalie in Bedford. Big hello to Sam bumbling right now and Joe Williams, who's bumbling hard.
Wow. Okay. Oh, clappy bit.
Not another one.
40 of those.
And we go again. Yeah, Scott says Hannah and Ellie in the lab in Milton Keynes. I also don't know what lab that is. Get back in touch. Tom bumbling his tractor off while subsoiling in Somerset. Callum in Cornwall, also on tractor. The tractors are out today. Bernard soaring up bras in central London.
What? Could be a typo, could be bars.
Okay. James off of Milton Keynes and Lucy seeing Ed Sheeran last night.
Blazing!
Scott Mills.
Good bumbleo today. I think we needed it. That's Drake and Passion Fruit on BBC Radio 1. Me and Chris are finding that we're doing different bits of Chubuddy G all the time now because different bits like keep coming and going as our favourite clips. For a while, yours was remix.
Yeah, I've sort of moved away from that a little bit.
Then I, for a while, was going, you left me. You took my Mercedes. And now I find this is on my mind a lot.
Hey, you're up, hey, up, Doki. You're up, mild mucker. Let's go for pint curry chips down the pub, mate.
Scott Mills.
You've probably heard loads of people talking about this show on the Wetflix at the moment called 13 Reasons Why. So many people tweeted about it. A lot of celebs tweeted about it as well.
You keep wanting me to watch it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I mean, all you need to know is there's lots of recordings on cassette, which I listen to on a Walkman, which, if you're not aware of that, it's like an early version of your phone, but you couldn't make calls on it. You could just listen to things like cassettes. And that's all you need to know, really. However, I'm about.
What do you mean that's all you need to know? This is whenever someone tries to sell a TV show and goes, oh, it's really good, it's about this, it sounds rubbish.
Yeah, but that's. If I told you anything more, then it's going to give away everything.
So it's about a Walkman?
It's a bit. And some cassettes. And some messages left.
I don't understand why I wouldn't find.
Some messages left on the cassette by somebody that maybe isn't with us anymore.
Right. Okay.
You get me? So I'm actually finding it a bit slow now. I'm like episode 5 and I'm just a bit like, oh, come on, something happened. But I found out today that Selena Gomez is an actual executive producer on that show. She does everything. She's like a triple threat.
Yeah, with American shows, though, there's like 500 executive producers on the end of it.
What, you're saying she didn't do anything? Yeah. Just put her name
I don't know, but that's what I see on a lot of American shows.
Well,
lots of exec producers.
Well, every TV show, like the credits go on, and especially on films, the credits go on for years and years, don't they? Yeah, but Gomez is in there.
Scott Mills.
David's been on. Hi, David, from Leeds, saying, I'm flying off to Thailand for my mate's wedding and the full moon party tomorrow. Oh, amazing. So can I get a big fat yas to that, please? Yes.
Now, this might be a stupid question. How often are the full moon parties? Because they seem to be on all the time. I mean, I'm aware there must be every full moon, but what does that equate to in real terms?
Well, you got your half moon parties as well, which is the one I went to.
But you only did half moon?
Yeah, I did half moon.
Is it not as big a party?
No, it's a big party, but it's when there's a half moon. It's just another excuse for a party.
But they're celebrating any state of the moon, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't drink those drinks that taste like Coke, but actually is full of rum in the buckets. Don't,
mad for a total eclipse.
Don't do that. Yeah. Good though, those half moon parties and full moon parties. Although I spent mine in a bin bag, wearing a bin bag, because of torrential rain. So it's kind of put a little bit of a dampener on it, really.
Are the full moon parties, I always hear about them, are they actually good?
Really good.
Why?
It's just an amazing beach party.
And you get the drinks in the buckets.
Yeah, those. Yeah,
right.
Pretty strong. Also, David says, as well as doing full moon, I'm best man and haven't written my speech yet. Is it acceptable to use the journey there, which is about 12 hours, to jot a few words down? Absolutely. If you want, I can send you the one that I did once when I was at my best mate's wedding. Do you remember that?
That's just a great idea.
Copy and paste my one. I will send it if you want. Just kind of add and delete names as applicable. There is quite an inappropriate joke about the bride about 3 lines in. You can choose to leave that in or not.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Chris.
Yes.
Where are you?
I'm in Bristol.
Okay, what's Bristol saying today?
What? Sunny, you know, and it's about to start a 5-day weekend, so...
Whoa. 5-day weekend?
Good.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Bank holiday, yeah? What do you do?
Yeah. I work for a retail installations company.
Okay, do you design or do you fit or both?
I fit.
Ah, so you're the man that fits all the shops there.
Yes.
Have you done some of the shops that we would? Have you done some shops that we would know?
Not really. We do a lot of stuff for like mainstream companies like Samsung.
Yeah, I know them.
Paypoint, all them bigger brands.
Them. Heard of those? Yep. Okay, yeah. So who do you normally pick on the bangers, please?
Chris, obviously a namesake, so, you know, you've got to look after your own.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, well, why don't you go first today, then, your namesake?
All right, well, there's one all and bangers at the moment, so you can choose mine today, hopefully, which is this. It's Rudimental. Ooh. And John Newman not giving in.
Nice.
And what? this is good.
Yes. It is very good. I've watched them at Glastonbury, so, yeah, they're very good.
What Chris does when he's finally run out of chaser status is go to Arthur.
I knew. This is the only reason I didn't want to say much about it, because I knew you'd make some kind of comment along these lines. But no, this is a banger. It'd be awesome if you chose this.
Good song.
Yep.
Or you can choose this. Where did I get this from? Laugh.
Strong game.
Best line ever.
Yes, Young Money. Yes, Young Money and Bedrock. Wow.
Do you know what? If I'd chosen that, you would have had such a go at me.
Why? Why?
You know why.
Okay, Chris, over to you.
Well, they are both very strong song choices today, guys. And as I am starting a 5-day weekend, though, there is one clear winner. And the winner is
My namesake, Chris.
Well, it's time to start the show.
It is good, though. Rudimentor, John Newman winning bangers today, which means it's 2-1 to Chris. Lewis says, absolute robbery. I've not heard Bedrock for years. You better get ready for some more planes, some more banners. Little Arsenal fan TV reference there. If you listen to the show all the time, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Brandon says, I'll fight anyone that thinks that this is a robbery tune.
Yeah, it would have been good to hear Bedrock, but I'll just put that back in the mix again soon. Don't worry.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
It's going to happen when you are a national radio station with millions of listeners. Statistically, some of those listeners are going to be pervs. They are.
Yeah, they
and,
are.
And they're the most vocal ones, I would say. Well, not always, but sometimes on our text system here on 81199. If you have like an attractive man or attractive lady in, then sometimes they will say slightly, sometimes inappropriate, but generally, you know, they're harmless, but a little bit pervy.
Yeah, yeah. Like yesterday we had Danny Howard on playing Innuendo Bingo and someone sent in a message which was slightly pervy, and it got us talking about this and thinking, well, is there a feature in this? Because we once used to have a feature called Loving the Trolls, right? Which wasn't actually loving them, but it was sort of embracing some of the kind of trolley messages that we used to get.
Yeah.
We'd give them a ridiculous voice, and then that's kind of how you should hear them, because what they're saying is rubbish.
They're kind of laughing in the face of online trolling, because that's what you've got to do. You can't take those things seriously. Yeah. It's just some person on a keyboard, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
So we didn't want to create a feature called Loving the Pervs, because it's kind of a weird title for it. But the title's a work in progress.
So we do have some of these comments that have been sent in by text, and we've got some people to read them out.
Yeah, which is always great fun in itself here, just to give you an insight into how it works here. Like, when you need something voiced up for the radio, or you kind of want a text voiced up, or an email, or something's been sent in, we generally ask members of staff.
Yeah.
And those are the voices you'll often hear on Radio 1. So an email will go out saying, hi, we're looking for someone who can speak fluent French, that kind of thing.
And, or can we use your voice for this feature today? And the staff here at Radio 1, they love it.
Oh, they love it, because it means they get to go on Radio 1.
Yeah, which is an honour. They put it on their Facebook, their Twitter. It's fun for them.
And then they'll be on to their family. Here, have a listen to this. I was on earlier. Do you remember we did it recently? We needed someone to voice some messages, supposedly from an animal, from a dog.
Yeah.
And we sent an email out saying, have you got the voice of a dog?
Yeah. And then somebody did do that. They stepped forward. So here's Radio 1's head of marketing.
Dad, happy birthday. I love you so much. Thank you always for caring for me. For my hugs, kisses and walks. Always. Your little man. Harry. Poppin'.
There we are. That's our head of marketing there, pretending to be a dog on Radio 1. National Radio 1.
Because obviously some quite senior members of staff reply. So yesterday, imagine my joy when I had to send out this email with the subject title, Creepy Voice Needed. Hey, sorry for the all-staffer. And by the way, Scott, this went to all staff here. We are looking for some voices for a feature that we'd like to do on air. We're looking for someone with a convincing creepy voice. Think the voice of someone that would hide in a bush wearing a Mac. A heavy breather, ideally, etc., etc. We need male and female voices. If this is you, please reply and one of the team will get back to you ASAP.
That's a great email.
And Scott, several members of staff replied.
I live for your all-staff emails. They go to the bosses too, right?
Yeah. So what we've done is we've got these people to voice up some of the pervy texts, and some of them, you know, do quite substantial work here at Radio. Substantial work, I mean senior work here at Radio 1, and they will be voicing our pervy messages.
That's right. So some fairly high up people here at Radio 1 sounding like pervs next.
Scott Mills.
So let's get to this. So Chris asked for, on an all-staff email, girls and boys who could do a good pervy voice to voice up some of the more suggestive messages we get here from some of our listeners. So, first subject, let's go to the Chris Mears Innuendo Bingo video. Obviously, we all know Chris Mears, the diver, very good-looking man. And when good-looking men play Innuendo Bingo, the pervs are on, no doubt. So, we asked a very senior member of our marketing team here at Radio 1 to record this perv's comment.
Not very funny, but the hot guy makes it well worth watching. Ugh.
Okay.
It's just, it's very odd hearing colleagues putting on this voice. But yes, so the YouTube comments in particular.
Right, so just to explain, that lady there does all of the marketing for Radio 1 and has also worked on the Olympics and Gogglebox.
Not very funny, but the hot guy makes it well worth watching.
Well, so you may notice none of these are trained actors. No. And, you know, there is an element of acting involved. Mm. So
she'll be pleased. They should be playing that to her mum and dad later. Proud to be a voice on
Radio 1. I would say if I was casting as a sort of voiceover thing, I'd say that was sounded more painful than anything. Sounded in pain.
Now, here's a senior project manager here at Radio 1 reading another pervy comment about Chris Mears.
It's so sexy when a guy's body still looks like flesh and not leather.
Oh, that's weird. It's weird. I mean, the messages are kind of enough, really, aren't they, without the voice? Maybe we should have just got someone to read them deadpan.
Yeah. And as we all know, it's not just the girls that love Chris Mears. The boys love him too. Here's Radio 1's head of marketing recording this lovely comment.
Oh, I wish spandex underwear was all I had to wear to work.
This is great.
Once again, that's our head of marketing. He absolutely loves it. Listen.
Oh, I wish spandex underwear was all I had to wear to work.
I mean, his family will be really proud when that goes up on Facebook.
Hey, Mum, listen, that was on Radio 1 today.
Have listened to Scott Mills and...
Right, so last week, Pixie Lott was on Getting Wet on Inni Da Bingo. And Anton Powers, of course. And when Pixie is on, literally, the pervs, they circle.
Mm, Pixie Lott gets better with age.
Okay, now who's that?
I can't say. It was just a very senior producer here at BBC Radio 1. Good.
Mm, Pixie Lott gets better with age.
Now, we're not sure if this was in reference to Pixie or to Anton Powers.
I'm only here for the leather.
I don't know why they'd agreed to do this.
But thanks, guys. Thanks for replying so quickly, responding so quickly to our email when we wanted to have some perv voices.
I don't know if we'll continue with this feature.
Yeah, I think it's a one-off.
I'm only here for the leather.
No, no, no.
I need to know the name of that person.
Okay. I think for that one, I just might leave their name out. Here's another member of our staff just giving us some pervy noises.
That's revolting.
That is so rank. Anyway, pervs, if you could please stop sending us your messages and then this won't happen again. Thank you.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Astrid S, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, normally when pop stars come here, they are tired, they're jet-lagged, they've had no sleep. But I'm pleased to announce that Astrid has had a full 8 or 9 or possibly 10 hours.
Actually, 9 hours of sleep, which is really good.
That is good.
Yeah.
Are you finding that you have to kind of back sleep up? Like, one night it'll be 9 hours, and then the next night I'll be like, oh, I've only had 2, but it's fine. I had 9 the night before.
Yeah, sometimes. I feel like I count how much sleep I get in a week.
Right.
So if I get like...
Not per night.
Yeah, not per night. That's how it goes when you're an artist.
Well, you know, you chose this pop star life.
Yeah, but it's fun.
I have to say your track Breathe is sounding magnificent this week as my tune of the week on Radio 1.
Yeah, thank you so much for that.
No problem
at all. Appreciate it.
Like here, all the big pop stars know each other. So like Ed Sheeran knows Adele, Adele knows Harry Styles, Harry Styles knows Calvin Harris. Oh, is it the same in Scandinavia? Like, do you hang out with Zara Larsson? Is Sigrid one of your friends?
Sigrid is one of my friends. I think in Norway, it's very small, the music industry, so everyone knows everyone. Not in Scandinavia.
Okay.
But I would love to hang out with Zara Larsson.
She's cool.
She's really cool.
Do you get to compare experiences of the UK as well?
No, not really. I think, I don't know, we follow each other on Instagram and I see some of them like my picture, so they probably know I'm here.
Yeah.
I love some of them.
Yeah, it's really, really nice.
Yeah.
And some of them will text me and be like, oh, how's London? So it's like a group of friends. I really enjoy it. The weather is nice, but people told me it's cold. But this is like Norwegian summer.
Yeah.
So it's really nice.
Okay. Now we play a game every day, which I'd like to involve you in, called Real or No Real.
Oh yeah.
And it's some facts, although sometimes they're fake facts. All right. So you just got to work it out whether it's a real fact or whether it's not.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this.
The next X-Men movie will feature a villain called Ice Cream, who can turn himself into any flavour of ice cream.
Oh, God, they're really running out of superheroes, aren't they, and villains?
So it's called Ice Cream or Eye Scream?
It's eye as in your eyes that you look with.
Okay.
And then scream as in, ah!
But then he can turn into ice cream flavours.
Yes.
Okay. And why would you do that? Like, why would you be a villain that could turn into ice cream?
I do feel that they're running out a bit.
Yeah, but to be a villain, if you're a villain that turns into ice cream, all that's going to happen is people's going to lick you.
Yes.
And what happens if someone eats him?
Well, that is, yes. he's easily defeated.
Yeah.
Any fire-based sort of superhero will be smashing it.
But is it like, does he turn into like a big ice cream?
I don't know.
Or is it like, shwoop, and then he becomes like a little ice cream in a cup?
Well, what would your superhero power be if you could have one?
If I could have one?
Yeah.
I would be able to have the answers to everything.
Yeah.
So like if I have a...
So knowledge.
Knowledge, yeah. So I could just ask a question and then I would just know it.
Yeah.
The thing is, right, your name, Astrid S, already sounds like a superhero,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it does. X-Men. Astrid S.
See?
Ice cream. Yeah, it could work.
Okay, so what do you think, Astrid? Is this a real villain in the new X-Men movie or not? No real or real?
I think... I don't know. I want it to be real. It would be really interesting to see how that would work out, but... I'm sorry, I don't think it's real.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a villain to me, so I'm going to go no real.
Both say no real?
That one is no real.
Yeah.
Ice Cream will not be appearing in any X-Men movie anytime soon, but he is actually a villain from the comic books. He turned evil as he felt his mutant powers were ridiculous compared to the other X-Men, because they are. He was defeated, unsurprisingly, by being frozen into a block of ice cream and put into a tub.
Really?
What a way to go.
I know. Astrid, we're going to play your song now.
That's exciting.
For the third time this week.
Yes.
It's called Breathe. Do you want to tell us about it?
It's about how someone makes you lose your breath.
It's called Breathe, so that makes sense. Here it is on Radio 1. Astrid S is with us. That is your track, Breathe, my tune of the week. Thank you. And here's another real or no real fact for you.
The must-have fashion item this summer is a pair of see-through jeans.
Oh, actually, I've seen some pictures of that online.
Really?
It's kind of like, you know, people are going, what is it called? Like jeans with holes in it?
Yeah, like ripped jeans.
Ripped jeans. I've seen a lot of people with ripped jeans, and then they have like the, what is the English word? The black, like...
fishnet tights.
Yeah, fishnet tights. So maybe so maybe the fashion will be wearing see-through jeans with the fishnet tights.
Yeah, but what is the point of see-through jeans? Because you, like, jeans are to cover up, right? You're just seeing underwear. So in which case, why bother with the see-through jeans? Am I missing something?
Wear.
But then maybe it feels more innocent.
But then it feels well weird if I just walked around in my pants. For some reason, that's sociably unacceptable, isn't
it?
Yes,
true.
Yes, it is.
But at some point, that will be a fashion.
Did you hear? Astrid just went, ew.
No, I was like, I said true.
How rude.
Just the very idea of it was like, ew. Yeah.
No, but actually, I can picture this trend on Coachella in LA.
So as soon as you get to your level... In the music world, I take it you get loads of people trying to push fashion on you, right? So they want you to wear their clothes.
Does that happen?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wake up and there's like 4 boxes outside my door with just random clothes from random brands and stuff.
Oh, it's mad, isn't it?
It's great being you.
Yeah, it is really. I love clothes, so I don't mind it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you ever get asked to wear some really wacky fashion, like meat dress, that kind of thing?
Yeah, not meat dress. But I once got like a dress with like sausages. It's not real sausages, but it was like, it was pinned on. It was just super weird. But yeah.
That is weird.
But I didn't wear the sausage dress.
And why not? What put you off? Because that would make you like really stand out, wouldn't it?
That's very true. Maybe I should wear it next time I come here.
Okay, so would you wear the see-through jeans?
I would actually maybe do it.
You would?
I think it depends on what you wear with it and how see-through it is.
Sure. Mm.
Yeah. I'd be interested in wearing them as well.
But is it the new must-have fashion item, real or no real?
I think it's real.
No, I think this is like an Emperor's New Clothes situation. Do you know the story of the Emperor's New Clothes?
No.
Is this a thing in Norway?
No.
It's quite a long story, so I'm not going to go into it. But okay. It sounds to me like the see-through jeans is possibly that story.
Right.
Basically, everyone tricked the Emperor, right? The emperor wasn't wearing any clothes and they were like, oh, look at the garments that you've got on. They look well good. But actually, he was just fully naked.
Oh, is this like a fairy tale?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've read it then.
A potted history of the emperor's new clothes there.
Yeah.
From Chris Stark. So is this real or no real?
I'm going to go no real.
That one's real.
Oh!
Correct. See, you have seen them online. They are described as a statement piece. You may find them in your local high street fashion outlets for £55. And there's also a clear knee pads version if you're feeling less brave, where only the knees are the see-through bit. What's the point of that?
That's not see-through.
No, that's not see-through.
That's just the jeans that I was talking
jeans.
About. Yeah, that's ripped jeans.
Same.
Yeah.
At the end of that round, a real or no real?
I only got 10. Astrid, you smashed it. You got 20 points. You win.
Win the game.
Oh.
So, plans for the rest of the day, please?
Well, I think I'm going to have some ice cream. and then I'm going to go to the studio and make a song.
Oh,
hopefully
really?
A good one. Yeah.
Okay. So is this for, when's this for? A next single or another single?
At the moment, I just write music to have fun. And if it gets good, we release it. And if it's not good, I just keep it on my phone.
What I want to know, and I've always kind of been fascinated by this.
Yeah.
You know, when singers, they will just travel to, let's say, you in London today.
Yeah.
Just to go to the studio. Is that because of the producers that are there?
Yeah, it's because there's someone I want to work with.
Got you. Well, listen, good luck with that.
Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for coming in to play Real or No Real today. And thank you for being our Tune of the Week, Astrid.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Come and see us again soon.
I will.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Or download our best bits right here.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.